that she've got. What is that she've got? What is that she've got? Driving all the poor men mad.
Memphis Slim right there from a Trip Records LP entitled Right Now. That was This Little Woman. Plus we heard from Otis Spann with The Blues Never Die, title track to the 1965 Prestige release there from Otis Spann. All right, up next, let's hear from, this is Charles Brown, recorded out in Los Angeles in the late 40s, his earliest recordings, in fact. This is called Alley Baiting. Charles Brown here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC, does not
show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Hey, look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's the Mockster. Normally at this time, you're tuning in to hear an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. But last weekend was Massive Music Weekend here on WRCT, which means there was no Viva La Mock. So instead, how about an encore presentation of some of the artists I featured during Massive Music Weekend, starting things off with 30 minutes of Chicago's own Material Issue.
Valerie's dancing on the room above my bed, you know. Follow the well below to see. Valerie's leaving on a car outside my house, you know. Such a shame she's
formed in 1985 by singer Jim Ellison, the power pop trio self-released an EP in 1987.
She's going through my
1991 saw the release of their full-length debut, International Pop Overthrow, an album that was produced by Jeff Murphy of The Shoes. That's the first single that came off of 1991's International Pop Overthrow album, Diane, here on 88.3 FM. Before that, from their self-released 1987 EP that was Material Issue with She's Going Through My Head. And start off the entire show with another track off that International Pop Overthrow album, And Valerie Loves Me. And speaking of the International Pop Overthrow album, why not play the title track?
International Pop.
In 1992, Material Issue followed up their breakthrough debut with Destination Universe, and once again produced by Jeff Murphy.
Tried to show my face.
Beach.
Material Issue's third and final proper release, Freak City Soundtrack, came out in 1994. It was produced by legendary producer Mark Chapman, who was known for his work with The Sweet, Susie Quattro, and producing the breakthrough albums by Blondie and The Knack. The album also featured guests like Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick and Gilby Clark of Guns N' Roses. Sales, however, were disappointing, and by early 1995, the band parted ways with Mercury Records.
Well, I know it's been a little while since the first time that I made you smile. I thought I'd take this opportunity to dig a little deeper inside and try to find out what someone like you is trying to hide from me. Well, I hope that you don't get angry, girl, and I hope that you don't get hurt. In my lighter too, and a picture of your sister. God, I think you're one of the same. And I cleverly put all these things back into place so you wouldn't think that I was a jerk. Yeah, the things I found while going through your purse.
Sadly, on June 20th, 1996, Jim Ellison, the man who started the band 11 years before, committed suicide at the age of 32. Recordings done in 1995 and 1996 were released posthumously on a fourth and final album, Telecommando Americano.
Let you bring me down. What if I
That has been 30 Minutes of Material Issue. A feature-length documentary on the band is scheduled to be released later this year. Don't forget, you can listen to me Friday nights at 9 here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh in a little show I call Viva La Mock. I also want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about the online ordering at SpackBrothers.com. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-SPAK. 7725 or spakbrothers.com. And don't forget, if you are ever interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you.
flowers in the garden. See how beautiful their petals grow. Oh yeah. Even the pine trees are with pine trees.
And I can't believe enough to keep me warm. And this emptiness just makes me wanna say, won't you please come back and make me smile another day? Why won't you come?
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Right here is go back, way back, back into time. when the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women. Neanderthal. Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listening to his stereo.
That's right, listening to his stereo. And, of course, what is on that old stereo is Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. That's right. So all of the announcements, all of the promo, all the stuff, everything I say, just disregard. Just even disregard this. I don't care what you disregard. Just disregard it all. And that last thing, too. All right, let's get started with today's show. Once again, it is a rebroadcast from 13 years ago. And this show just happens to be from, let's take a gander here. It is from April the 10th, 2009. So let's get right into that Zombo Deep Archive.
You buy them?
From people.
From people. So what do we call a man or a boy who sells drugs? It begins with a P.
Pollution.
Yes, that's a form of pollution. But he's a pusher. And a pusher carries a bag of all kinds of drugs. Pusher will sell you any kind of drugs you want. Okay, now I'm going to play a song, and you'll hear this guy tell you that the pusher's coming. All right? Here comes the dope pusher. He's got a bag of things that he will say will make you feel beautiful. Heroin, cocaine. He has some uppers and some downers and marijuana and all kinds of good things that will one day have you in pain and agony. But you can look at him right in the face, and you can sing this song to him. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. Sing along with me. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. Now watch him walk away, because he can't sell you his bag of agony and pain. Goodbye, dope pusher. Goodbye with your bag of death and agony and pain. You'll have to find somebody not as smart. So that's what we want to tell the dope pusher. When somebody comes to sell us some drugs.
Here comes the dope pusher. He's coming today.
So the dope pusher comes, what do you say to him?
Yeah.